does. He literally is like, did you learn nothing from what I went through? As I'm like smoking a hamburger. I'm like, yeah.
Nice. I think that's nice. This kid will, I got to tell you. Just for the record, smart and funny kid. We tried to hire him like four times on this show, and every time he kept blowing us off. And one time he did say, I can't, I have cancer. And we were like, boy, if you don't want to work here, just say it. But we found out that was the case.
It works for everything, that excuse, though. It is a good excuse.
Speaking of excuses, so I'm taking some questions early on. The lady says to me, so what are you doing for Rosh Hashanah earlier on? But like, and I told her nothing, and she really did seem disappointed in me. Do you, you know, this movie opens on Rosh Hashanah. Are other people's Jewish mothers giving you a problem for that? Are you bummed out at him for this?
I just felt like a meta wave of guilt flood over me from all over the world. Yeah, it's in the ether now. I'm not doing anything for Rosh Hashanah.
I felt like she was a representative of some like weird meta Hadassah club.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like the food rating systems for Jewish people. Yeah. We just wear letters.
Because she did, you know, she did the thing that they always do. I say, oh, I'm not really doing anything. And she did one of these. What are you supposed to do with that?
How would your ancestors feel? The ones who were slaves.
You're going to lean in and be like, tickets are free, lady. Yeah, ease up.
We're doing our best.
Right. We're doing our best here. All right. Well, I'm telling you, congratulations on this thing.
Thank you so much.
For you guys to be able to, the in touchness with your feelings that you laid out on the screen, it's just tremendous.
I'm glad it went well, because it would have been humiliating if we did.